Right, we're going to talk now to a young lady, and she is only 18, but Saturday last, she played football for Manchester City in front of 35,000 people at Wembley Stadium and came back with a winner's medal. Come on down, Georgia Stanway. Georgia, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What was it like at 18 to be playing in front of that many people at the National Stadium?
It was unbelievable. I've always dreamt of playing at Wembley, and Saturday was the day that it came true. And obviously to get the win in the final of the FA Cup and to lift the trophy at the end was absolutely unbelievable.
Well, Georgia, I've got Tony Vaughan, who's actually done what you've done. He's been to Wembley and played for Manchester City. But the other three of us, as supporters, combined age more than you could probably add up. And all we've ever had a chance to do is sit in the stands, so we're envious of you.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I think it was a proud moment for Manchester City, because obviously that's the first time we've won the FA Cup, and we've done the triple this year, so we won all three domestic competitions that we could have this year.
FA Cup winner, Georgia Stanway. I bet that sounds pretty good, that, Georgia, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's still surreal now. I still have to pinch myself and think whether it actually happened, and it's just an unbelievable achievement for an individual and for Manchester City as a whole.
Did you have all your family down there with you?
Yeah, definitely. There was about 9 of us down, so we definitely made a day of it.
Well, you should do, shouldn't you? You don't really go to the cup final. Can I ask you, Georgia, because you are very young, you're right on the start of your playing career, but is it fair to say that at the moment, for women's football in general, but especially where you are at City, it does feel as though we're on the threshold of really exciting times?
Yeah, definitely. I think ever since the women's seniors went to Canada for the World Cup, that the women's football has just grown, and Manchester City are at the next level and we're ready to take the next step, and that it's exciting, very exciting for the next generation coming up.
So in terms of you yourself at 18, what have you set your ambitions at? Do you want to play for England?
Yeah, definitely. I want the senior team is definitely where I want to be, and as well as win more trophies for Manchester City and hopefully trophies at England.
City women are the most talked about women's team in the country. What bigger difference does it make, Georgia, when you have a facility like the CFA?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. When you arrive, I think even the drive into the stadium, you understand how magnificent it is, and the facilities that we're surrounded by 24 hours a day, you can use them whenever you want. I think that's just the next step that City have taken, and I think it's important for teams to have that, because it builds the physical side of the game as well as the mental side of the game, because it allows you to be surround each other 24/7.
Right, Georgia, it's great to talk to you, but I'm sure you've got a very busy night, so we won't keep you much longer. But we've been talking about the contribution to Manchester City of Pablo Zabaleta, who's going to be hopefully part of the team for tonight's game against West Brom. As a football fan, what have you made of his contribution to City?
Yeah, definitely. I think he'll be a real loss to City because he's an absolute legend to the game, and obviously he's been here 9 years, so I think the fans will definitely see the difference when he's gone. But as a club, we just wish him the very best in the future, and I think it's important to understand how much he meant to Manchester City and the fact that he was here for so long for a reason.
George, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Get that trophy cabinet with your FA Cup winner's medal in. Make sure it's a big one, because I'm sure you've got a lot more medals coming.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you. Enjoy the game.
Well done, George.
Thank you.